Good afternoon. A gorgeous day in progress across interior New York and New England with high pressure in control leading to mostly sunny skies. There are some clouds advancing our way from the west and an associated cold front, which will make steady progress in our direction. So gradually we'll have some sunshine fading behind increasing clouds, particularly in the Mohawk Valley and western Adirondacks. But enough sunshine to go along with a southerly wind flow to push temperatures well above normal again and topping out mainly in the middle and upper 60s. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken this evening as the front makes progress, and it looks like showers will be possible along with this front across the area after midnight and towards sunrise tomorrow. In addition, a strong trough of low pressure through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys will pivot in our direction into the morning tomorrow. At the same time, a low-pressure wave connected to a tropical disturbance in the Caribbean will form along the eastern seaboard and track south of Long Island during the first half of the day on Sunday. This will bring a steadier rain our way and even some heavier rain. As we progress through the day on Sunday, this low will become more intense and track right up the Hudson River Valley with a strong gusty wind developing, steady and heavy rainfall, and perhaps even some thunderstorms. This heavy rain and thunderstorms will continue into Sunday night, and the wind will increase as well, at times gusting over 40 miles per hour. Because of the possibility of high rainfall rates, we do have a flash flood watch in effect for the entire region, and also a high wind watch has been issued for the entire area with wind gusts perhaps even exceeding 50 miles an hour, especially across the higher terrain into Sunday night. Temperatures during the day on Sunday will manage to get into the lower and middle 60s. The heaviest rain will wind down late Sunday night, but persist into Monday morning across northern parts of New York and New England before it winds down as the storm system tracks north and into southeastern Canada. The wind around the backside of this storm will persist even with the precipitation ending during the day on Monday. We'll go back to some sunshine, but the wind gust potential could even reach or exceed 50 miles per hour once again. Temperatures on the backside of this system on Monday will stay in the 50s. Things will quiet down during the day on Tuesday for Halloween. Still a bit blustery, but we'll go back to sunshine. Temperatures in the lower to mid-50s during the day and sliding back into the 40s at trick-or-treat time. On Wednesday, another disturbance will approach, but it looks like it'll be dry through the day. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and temperatures will manage to reach into the mid-50s again before some showers start to show up on Thursday, perhaps continuing into Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy skies both days and in the middle and upper 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the same storm system that'll be affecting our weather through the remainder of the weekend and early in the week will have a bunch of cold air on the backside of it. A few areas may have mixed precipitation or snow on the backside of this system, especially across portions of the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on potential Tropical Cyclone 18, located about 155 miles south-southwest of the Isle of Youth, which is also 250 miles south-southwest of Havana, Cuba. The system is moving toward the north-northeast near 10 miles per hour. A motion toward the northeast with an increase in forward speed is expected later today and to continue tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center will move across western Cuba this afternoon, across the Straits of Florida tonight, and across the northwestern Bahamas tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and the disturbance is expected to become a tropical storm later today. An Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft is currently en route to assess the strength of the disturbance. For those traveling across the Northeast late this afternoon, New York City, sunny, lower 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with rain in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 36. The record high, 78, set in 1971, and the record low, 18, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:53 p.m., 10 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, and also for the Northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, and the Southern Adirondacks. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds today, with highs in the mid, perhaps some, upper 60s. Thickening clouds with showers developing later tonight and lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, also the southern Catskills, Taconics, southern Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Thickening clouds with showers developing later tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Thickening clouds with showers developing late tonight and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain, heavy at times, possible thunderstorms becoming windy in the mid-60s, more rain and wind on Sunday night and into Monday morning, then showers with breaks of sunshine, still windy later in the day Monday, mid-50s, a mix of sun and clouds lower to mid-50s Tuesday, sunshine giving way to clouds mid-50s Wednesday, and mostly cloudy skies for Thursday and Friday with highs both days in the middle to upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.